Good morning. We're continuing with the halachas of washing oneself on Yom Tov. And we mentioned that what is permitted, both according to Tosis's understanding and both according to the Rambam's understanding, is washing one's face, hands, and feet. So washing one's face, hands, and feet is considered shavu l'chol nefesh, according to Tosis. According to the Rambam, the Chazal, when they made the gzeirah of something similar to the merchatzos, which was washing one's whole body. But washing one's face, hands, and feet, which a person did not have to go to the merchatzos. The main problem was that the people in the bathhouses were heating water on Shabbos, and that was the starting part of this whole problem. But washing one's face, hands, and feet was done at home. So the gzeirah did not apply, and washing one's face, hands, and feet is permitted. So both according to Rambam and according to Tosis, that's not a problem. The question now comes up, is it bedafka, face, hands, and feet? What about other parts of the body? If a person has another part of the body which he wants to wash, that single part of the body, is that permitted? So the Bir Halacha has a discussion about this in Hilchos Yom Tov, and the Bir Halacha comes out very strongly that it's lav dafka, it's not limited to the face, hands, and feet, but any other one part of the body would also be permitted. A person can wash one other part of the body. Now, a person can't argue, I'll go into the shower and I'll wash my face, then I'll wash my hands, then I'll wash my feet, then I'll wash my legs. So if a person goes into the shower, even though he does it aver, he does it piece by piece, but if he ends up washing his whole body, that's also included in the iser of merchatzos, or the iser of shavu l'chol nefesh, that it's prohibited. So a person cannot wash one's whole body, even if he does it aver. Aver meaning a limb by limb. But if a person does one limb, so that is permitted. And that's what the Bir Halacha is saying. He's not saying one can do it piece by piece. He's saying a person can do one part of the body. So, if a person feels a need that there's one or two parts of his body which are very uncomfortable, a person would be allowed to go into the shower and wash that one area. Wet that one area as best as possible. Try to avoid wetting the rest of his body. And wash that one area. When a person does so, a person has to be careful. A person cannot use bar soap. Using a bar of soap is a problem on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. A person can use liquid soap. The definition of liquid soap is that it pours easily. A person can use liquid soap. A person can make a lather. There is an opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein that making a lather is an issue. But most poskim do not agree with Rav Moshe on that point. So making a lather is permitted. A person can use liquid soap and making a lather. And he can wash that one area of the body which he finds uncomfortable. When a person dries oneself, there is a prohibition of schita, of squeezing out the hair. So any part of the body which is hairy, a person has to be careful that they cannot squeeze. They should not rub vigorously. That's the equivalent of squeezing. What a person can do is pat gently. And the person now will dry himself and get dressed. If later on in the day a person wants to go back into the shower, not 2 minutes later, but later on in the day, a person has gotten fully dressed and went on to their other activities, the person wants to go back into the shower and wash a different part of the body, again, one specific part of the body, that also would be permitted. It's not, but that does not include in the prohibition of aver, because it's clear two distinct acts of washing oneself. Each one is independent of the other, and each one was limited to one or two parts of the body. So again, a person would go into the shower, and a person would wash one or two parts of the body, specifically focusing on those areas, trying not to wet the rest of his body. Lathering with soap, which is not bar soap, but a liquid soap. And then patting that area dry gently and not rubbing vigorously in any area which has hair. And then getting dressed and leaving. So that is permitted according to all opinions. That is an ace. A person has specific areas of the body which are irritating him and he wants to wash himself. That would be a solution a person can have to use. Have a good moed and have a good Yom Tov. We should always zeicha to a good and kvittel and a gemar simetoyvah.